Now, my next guest is an American politician and businessman serving as a U.S. representative for Florida's 19th congressional district. His district serves Southwest Florida, including Cape Coral, Fort Myers, and Naples. The congressman stated that President Biden has turned his back on Afghanistan and deserted Americans and our allies. Please join me in welcoming Congressman Byron Donalds to the Judge Jeanine Pirro Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday morning show. All right, Congressman, I appreciate that you're on with us this morning. I am fuming. I am fuming with the fact that there are Americans who are trapped in Afghanistan with the Taliban circling the airport. And today or yesterday, Joe Biden's State Department said, do not go to the airport. So what are Americans to do now in Afghanistan if America can't even extricate them from this area of violence?
Judge, it's good to be with you, and I got to tell you, the current state of play, this all is in the hands of Joe Biden. Is he going to do what needs to be done, which is make sure that American troops are allowed to move through Kabul to go actually be able to exfil American citizens who want to leave Afghanistan? That's what needs to be done. This isn't rocket science. This isn't hard. And I think the thing is, it's so frustrating is that, number one, literally in 7 months, America's power and the image of our power has been so diluted. Secondarily, we just walked away from so many strategic advantages when we did not have our men and women in harm's way. And number three, we have a president who's been hiding. I mean, Look, this president has answered 6 questions in 7 days. And this is supposed to be not just the commander in chief, but the leader of the free world. Our allies, no matter what they say, are pissed about what's going on because they got left holding up a bad hand as well. They were not communicated with. That's why British and French forces are having to move through Afghanistan to go get their people out at the last minute. This has been, I think I said it, I don't know where I said it, Judge, but this is definitely the worst foreign policy decision and execution in 40 years, probably ever in the history of the United States. And we've had some blunders. This is by far in the top three, if not the number one blunder of all time.
Well, Congressman Byron Donalds, I mean, it is exaggerated by the fact that we saw Saigon. He was involved in Saigon. He knew that you have to get the Americans out and you have to get our allies out or they're going to be slaughtered. By the Viet Cong back then or now by the Taliban and the, Al-Qaeda and everyone else over there. And by the way, Al-Qaeda is not on the run. I remember his pal there, Joe Biden, said, oh, yeah, Al-Qaeda's on the run. That was a lie, too. And that was what caused them to start their mission against Mike Flynn, General Mike Flynn, because he contradicted that. And General Mike Flynn is a hero. He was right. They weren't on the run, and they're not on the run now. But, you know, Congressman Byron Donalds, it's not just a question of a decision. There are rules, and the rules are very clear to anyone who served in the military. First out are the civilians, and then the foreign support staff, and then the troops. This guy just said, to hell with the Americans, to hell with the civilians. Let's just get our troops out, and that's it. And he lied to the American people saying, oh, no, it's not going to fall that fast. They never told me that. Well, I had Robert O'Brien, who was the NSA head, during the Trump administration on my show Justice last night, and he said he was in the room with Trump and a Joint Chiefs of Staff General Milley, and General Milley agreed back then during the Trump administration that it happens very quickly, that you've got to be able to get everyone out, the Americans first, and then the foreign support staff, or because it will fall quickly. So now Milley is saying, oh, I didn't know, I didn't know. I mean, it's unbelievable. The lies. You know, Americans have been disillusioned, and maybe I'm just too old. But I, at this stage of my life, am so tired of the lies. And America, and, you know, whenever my children go to Europe or a foreign country, or I do, America's not coming. The cavalry's not coming. They don't give a damn. And the only one who gave a damn was Donald Trump. And I know you're here to answer questions, but I can't stop fuming about this. You know, Donald Trump got out hostages that bozo Obama couldn't get out. I mean, it's just unbelievable. What is the state of play as it relates to America on the foreign stage?
Oh, we're decimated. Look, whatever credibility we had that had been built up over the last 20, 30, 40 years is gone. You have a president who willfully just pulled out troops when there was no need to. Our allies, the NATO allies, they were left just as dumbfounded as the previous Afghan government, which is now completely destroyed.
Right.
You have the Chinese who see this weakness. And now they're doing military maneuvers in the airspace above Taiwan and basically looking at us saying,
what
you going to do about it? You got the Russians who are licking their chops and they're going to be moving their oil and petroleum products to make billions of dollars off the back of the Europeans and hold it over their heads.
Yep.
You got the Cuban government, which basically a month ago might have even maybe had a little bit of fear about what America might do in response to what's happening on Cuba. Now, those guys are like, these guys ain't going to do nothing. We're going to add another 62 years to the previous 62 years of totalitarianism right off the shore of Miami Beach. So what has happened to America's standing in the world? As much as the left likes to talk about how, oh, we're going to restore our standing, our allies are going to trust us again. They have proven with Joe Biden that was an abject lie, because the number one thing that improves our standing on the world is that we don't got to say a lot, but you know that if you mess with us, we are going to bomb the hell out of you.
Yep.
Donald Trump had that standing. The Taliban knew it. The Iranians knew it. The Chinese knew it. The Russians knew it. And they might try to say something slick at the mouth, but for the most part, they basically kept their attitude in check because they understood that Donald Trump was not messing around. And I'll go further. Before that, I would say they understood that George W. Bush wasn't messing around.
Yeah.
And compared to Joe Biden, they even understood Barack Obama would send a drone or two.
Yep.
What this has done is completely destroyed our foreign policy for decades to come. And here's the thing, Judge, I'll add. The next commander-in-chief, because I just don't have no faith in this one.
Yeah.
The next commander-in-chief, unfortunately, when it comes to our men and women in uniform, may have to be more aggressive in order to reassert our authority on the world stage.
Mm-hmm.
A complete travesty has happened with the person who they said had all the experience in the world. Listen, I remember when they talked about Hillary Clinton's experience, and somebody asked me, and they're like, oh, Hillary has all this experience. What do you think? I said, Hillary has a history of experience in failure. If your experience is in failure, why would you give that person the keys to the kingdom?
Yep.
Well, Joe Biden's experience has always been in failure. Even Democrat politicians and Democrat advisors knew this. And so we gave a guy who's always been wrong, and we let him be commander in chief, and guess what? He's wrong again. So,
yeah.
Unfortunately, I got my cousins who are not Republicans texting me, can we please get rid of Joe Biden? This guy does not know what he's doing.
Yeah.
The country is over this. We're done with it.
I got to tell you, Congressman Byron Donalds, first of all, I mean, I love your passion as well. But, you know, you back it up with facts. And the other part that is so disingenuous is that Joe Biden says, well, we didn't have any intelligence that told us any of this. And as I said, you know, Robert O'Brien said that Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, heard it during the Trump administration that it would fall quickly. But when they talk about intelligence, and Joe Biden says, oh, well, it was on both sides. Baloney. The lack of intelligence is in Joe Biden's brain. He has no intelligence. This guy is stupid.
Right, Judge.
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Judge, let me tell you. I'll tell you this real quick. We had a briefing. It was an unclassified briefing. I believe it was 2 days ago with General Milley, Secretary Austin, and Secretary Blinken.
Mm-hmm.
The question was asked by a member of Congress. Was the cable from, I believe it's General Miller, the general on the ground, was the cable about his viewpoint on Afghanistan delivered to the president? Did you guys read it? Did you guys take it to the president? They would not answer the question in an unclassified briefing.
Sure.
Members of Congress. Now, this isn't the press corps. This is members of Congress. They wouldn't answer the question.
So that what that told me point blank is, especially knowing what Milley already said under Trump, they took it to Biden, and Biden didn't want to hear it.
Yeah,
Biden
knew.
That's what it tells me. Biden knew, and he didn't want to hear it. And if you have a president of the United States so derelict in their duty that not only would they leave Afghanistan to the Taliban, of all people, but you would leave $2 billion of our weaponry. So now these guys are running around. They're shooting into
crowds.
Demonstrations mm-hmm. of civilians in Afghanistan, raising the previous Afghanistani flag, and they're using our machine guns to shoot
mm-hmm.
into the crowd?
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. We already know. This guy is not up for the job. He never was up for the job. He needs to go. It's that simple.
Yeah, but you know what's interesting? You haven't heard Congressman Byron Donalds. You haven't heard a word from Pelosi. Maybe she came out once and said Joe Biden was great. The Dems are silent. And I got to tell you, when even I think on some of the mainstream media, they're starting to question Joe Biden. They have to. If they have an ounce of American blood in them, they have to question this fool. He is a fool. And what do we do about this? And I think you're very bright vis-a-vis the issue of the next American president and what he or she is going to have to do in order to get America back on the world stage. I mean, I feel like we're the ugly Americans again. I feel like, you know, hey, guys, everybody, you know, the Taliban, the Al-Qaeda attacked us. So let's all get together and let's go to Afghanistan and get them out. Well, everybody says, okay, let's help our pal America. And then America gets out and doesn't tell anyone. People forget they were there, the Brits, the French, the Aussies, the Dutch, the German. They were there for us. We're the ones who got attacked. We're the ones who asked them to help us. It's disgusting.
That's very true.
It is disgusting.
One of the things that's important, I think, for people to understand, because when it comes to Joe Biden and what's going to happen over the next 3 years of this presidency, as Republicans, we don't have many levers here. We don't have the votes in the House or the Senate. We can't bring investigations to bring to light quickly what's going on.
Right.
The White House is in this whole, well, let's get Americans out and then we can figure out what went wrong later. They never would have done that with Donald Trump. We would have had Americans in harm's way, and Nancy Pelosi will be having hearings tomorrow about the travesty of this president. Let's put that aside for a moment. The key thing for American voters to understand is this. I understand that a lot of them were watching CNN and MSNBC, reading the Washington Post. They were tired of tweets. They were tired of the acrimony. They didn't want politics in their life every single day. But let me tell the American people this. People who do not pay attention to their politics will be ruled by their inferiors. That was said by Plato. And what we have allowed to happen in the United States is that we were tired of politics because of the way the media and the Democrats weaponized everything against Donald Trump, and we just wanted it all to go away. Well, now the person running the country is the absolute worst person to run the country. Right? Give me Amy Klobuchar at this point. Give me Pete Buttigieg at this point, because at least they might have a semblance of a brain in their head. By giving the country to this man, just so you would want the Sunday news to go back to talking about cats and trees and what's going on in your local community, what we have done is ruined the reputation of our country on the world stage. We've damaged our economy because these people just want to spend money we simply do not have. They want to vote another $5 trillion tomorrow, Judge. I'm going back to D.C. tomorrow. So for people who want to understand what it takes to keep a country like this, you got to have people who are serious. They know what they're doing. They mean business. They don't have to be nice. You don't have to like them, but you know that they have the interest of the country at heart, and that's what they're going to do. This Democrat Party and this president, they do have no clue what's going on. They are foolish. They are ideologues of the world's with the worst kind, and it is damaging to America's way of life at home, and it is damaging to America's reputation abroad.
Well, I can't thank you enough, Congressman Byron Donalds. I mean, like the rest of us, the disappointment and the anger has reached a very high temperature. All of us are furious about what's gone on in this country and how it will impact us for generations to come. I want to thank you for joining us on WABC 77 WABC this morning. Congressman Byron Donalds, good luck. God bless. Thank you for being with us.
God bless you, Judge.
All right.
Thank you.